Well, folks, I know it's been a while since I've made a recording, but the amount of stuff that's going on right now is so severely distracting, personal and in the world. However, I was recently perusing our bottomless internet and also making some advanced changes to my personal website. And I all of a sudden got this image of the country that I live in, Germany. And I didn't really think much of it other than just, why am I being shown this kind of cloudy image in my brain of Germany? And, you know, I perused around the idea a little bit. I was like, okay, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, wham, underneath. I was like, what about underneath? Caves, you know, tunnels? And it kind of came in this instant flash flood picture. And it all has to do because of the history of the World War II. I guess if my information is correct, I was picturing a lot of cities that are underneath the United States. And I will admit that, yes, there are other major cities around the world, but I wasn't prepared for this one. Some of the first major cities are actually under Germany and other countries at the time, or right now and before they were built. And they're huge. And I'm not talking cities that are like, I don't know. Let's just say this way, I guess. When you walk into the border of the cities, you're not looking at rooms built into the wall, into the rock. You're opening up into a gigantic cavern with modern technology and some things that don't even look realistic. They look unidentifiable. And the housing and the businesses, it looks like a city. There are vehicles traveling on roads in this city. People on bicycles. I dare even say some kind of strange-looking motorcycles. There are tunnels with high-speed transportation, and when the shuttles stop, not very many of them actually ever make contact with the ground. There's no wheels. Very modern looking. I can't explain it any better than that. Abundance of anything and everything you could possibly need is there. I'm talking hot showers, food, a population that would be quite surprising to people. Big populations. People are being born down there, and they live down there all their lives. They know about the upside world. I don't know if they're allowed to visit it or not, but if they do, I don't think it's so that they can see the cities on the top, on the surface. But if they do, they have to travel to them, not just go directly up to it. What I can see here, what I'm seeing is that Ukraine is an oops. That went in the wrong direction. But the underground has been dealt with. But what I get to get back to the point is that in Russia, there are many exits and entrances. Not visible to satellites or the human eye, and they're blocked off. But if you want to come back into, let's say you want to get out of the city in the underground areas of Germany, you have to go quite a ways out to isolated areas that people wouldn't even think to go to. They come out of these little tunnels, and then they travel to the city, unrecognized, nobody cares. They don't break any of the laws, they already know what not to do. And then when they've had their fill, they head back home. So there are people who live down there permanently. Tons and tons of jobs. Is there specialized people down there who, let's say, have developmental problems? Not so many. Most of that's up on the terrestrial side of the planet. And the ones up here mostly are intentional. So that's what I wanted to share with you, was that I'm just seeing major cities down there, businesses, fast food restaurants, hotels. Yes, lots of luxury hotels down there. You can take a vacation in another part of the planet anytime you want. And transportation, I'm just getting that it's faster than anything we have on the surface. Anything, including the Japanese or the Chinese high-speed rail. No, the underground ones blow that out of the water. You can travel from northwestern Europe to the southern tip of South America in 1 to 2 hours. Cost is free. There's no charge. Crazy stuff. All right, folks, so that's what I wanted to just share with you. That was what popped into my mind. I know it's kind of strange, kind of spontaneous, and yeah, it's been a little while, but figured I'd let you guys know that I haven't stopped. I've just been focusing on some personal stuff, and this things are in politics and the world around us are crazy. And by the way, the Atlas comet that they're still talking about, things are happening, nothing that the general public will see, probably will not even care about it, let alone hear about it. There's a lot of things happening. But how do we get the rest of the world to wake up and say, we need to get involved? That's a question I can't answer right now. All right, folks, talk with you later.